Being joined by D&H girls soccer coach Emma Eden, a 4-0 victory over GCGR here to get the season started. What'd you think about, getting the season rolling tonight? Obviously good to come out on top and start the season 1-0.
Honestly, this is a really good start to our season. We had a lot of girls contribute to the success of tonight. We had a lot of good combinations up top with returners and upcoming new freshmen in there. We did a good job of holding our midfield, so our midfield at our sixes did a nice job of commanding that. Our defensive line did a fantastic job of locking that down, and we had our goalkeeper in the net, Jaden, just being a wall there.
So when it comes to offensively, had it unofficially for like 41 shots in the game. We'll get an official number. Seems maybe a little high, but I don't know. Regardless, I mean, what'd you like about how your team was able to really control things offensively, especially in the first half, like almost the entire game was played, mm-hmm. On this half of midfield for you guys?
We talked a lot about this past like short week into this, just making sure that we are possessing that ball, finding that switch, and if we get to the 18, look for a successful shot. Don't force it. I mean, if you have it, take it, but just try to find an open passing lane and setting each other up for success. So finding that, we did a really nice job when our girls got deep into the 18 down the line. We had one of our sixes pull down to the 18 at the top for a drop, and that's kind of where we found that success of getting it switched around the 18, finding those shots.
And then when it comes to your goalkeeper, Jaden Zediker, certainly huge shoes to mm-hmm. fill for her this season. I believe Miranda Tyre was the goalie for like every game in program history, something yes. like that, right? But tell me a little bit about her. I know she didn't have to have a ton of saves here tonight, but she earns the shutouts. You know, mm-hmm. great way to start her career.
Yes, honestly, Jaden has been showing a lot of promise. Even last year, she got a few times she was out in the goal. Honestly, this didn't even show half of what she has. If you were there for Thursday night, it was more kind of even stretched out both sides. We had a little bit more at our net, but she did a really nice job commanding presence, being that sweeper keeper that we need on that back line, being a voice back there, commanding that defense, and finding girls that are open for those goal kicks and punts to lead to a successful run down there.
You bet. And when it comes to kind of the rest of the personnel this year, you did have a few seniors from last year's team that you'll have to make mm-hmm. up some ground, but a lot of your key contributors back this season. Yes. What's that looking like for you guys?
I think right now it's just we have a lot of seniors and juniors that are returners. They are doing a fantastic job of making sure all the freshmen are and sophomores are with them, making sure that everything is just helping me out there on that aspect of making sure all the girls know what's going on. And they do a nice job of helping as well, because they're on the field. They see things that I might not see, and they're able to verbalize that to the younger group that maybe that might help them more along that aspect. Freshmen coming in, we have a lot of freshmen, which is fantastic. Lot of new blood coming in, fresh legs. I'm just really excited for it.
And new assistant coach this year too, right?
Yes, Chase Cuter. He has been very helpful this season, honestly. It's a great... I was a little nervous before coming in, but we have a great assistant coach. He's always there if I need him, helping with formations, staying late to help with some girls if they need some touches, one-on-one 1v1 stuff. Just being a helpful voice on the sidelines as well if we need to get a sub, if he sees something that I might not. And being a voice to those younger girls that might need a little bit more mentoring there.
All right, and last question for you. You got Union this Friday night on the road. I saw they got a 1-0 win over Vinton Shelsburg tonight, okay. So a couple of 1-0 teams going at it here on Friday.
All right. I think it'll be a good game. Our conference is just getting stronger and stronger, and I think it'll just keep showing as we move along this whole season. And really excited for it. We actually got our varsity and JV. We got a game going for Union, so a lot of girls are going to get time on the field.
All right. Congrats on the win, and thanks for the time.
Thank you. I appreciate it.